Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket. The third day here at Trent Bridge has been dominated by India, and so I thought it would be appropriate tonight to talk to my friend, a star Indian man, ex-Indian batsman, commentator, author, and also songwriter, guitarist. I mean, a man of many talents, Sanjay Manjrekar. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, you've just been talking to the Indian stations that you broadcast to, telling them about the day's play. India have set in England, of course, 520-odd to win, a completely theoretical target, which obviously they're not going to make. Mm. Now, what were you just saying to your network back in India? You were using some Hindi words, but you were also sprinkling them with English words too. So just give us a sort of little assessment in Hindi of the state of play.
जी हाँ वो मुझे पूछ रहे थे कि अश्विन थोड़े से injured लग रहे हैं तो क्या ये भारत के लिए चिंता का विषय है तो मैं कह रहा था कि इतना नहीं है क्योंकि अभी भारत के पास चार seamers हैं और जो rough pitch के ऊपर थे दोनों तरफ तीन actually roughs हैं वहाँ पर तो सबसे actually suit करने वाले वो rough है जाडेजा के लिए लेकिन जाडेजा खेल नहीं रहे हैं इस मैच में तो अश्विन थोड़ा सा अनलकी है कि रफ है लेकिन उनको उसका कुछ फायदा नहीं मिलेगा जिनको फायदा होगा वो एक्चुअली मैच में नहीं खेल रहे वो
I'm listening to that. I mean, it's beautifully fluent, obviously. It's your sort of, well, it's your second language, actually, more
absolutely.
Than your
absolutely. I mean, that
language.
Is what English you is... English have done to us. English is now my first language.
But can you imagine sprinkled that? English words in there, and I sort of got the gist of it, which was that Ashwin can bowl into the rough, but actually it would be better to have Jadeja because the rough spinning into the left-handers and away from the right-handers might be more valuable. The thing is, you seem to have, obviously, a lot of Hindi words, but quite often you use the English words, even in Hindi, like rough or good length or spitting out of the rough or something like that. Why is that?
One is because my command over Hindi language is limited, so I need to take refuge in, you know, the English language. The other thing is people back home who listen to only Hindi, don't speak English or understand English well, they still know cricket as cricket, and although the Hindi word for bat is balla and for ball is gain, they know a bat is a bat and a ball and a wicket and a rough, you know, so all those are cricketing terminologies that is best spoken in English. So that is the reason, you know, there's no harm in using, like, partnership. अगर मैं हिंदी में कहूँ कि अच्छी पार्टनरशिप यानी गुड पार्टनरशिप वो समझ जाएंगे दे'ल अंडरस्टैंड
नाउ इन इंग्लिश आर यू सरप्राइज्ड बाय द टर्न अराउंड इन दिस सीरीज यू गॉट इंग्लैंड कंप्लीटली ऑल ओवर इंडिया एट लॉर्ड्स एंड नाउ द टेबल्स आर टर्न्ड एंड lots of people saying, well, you know, India probably psychologically shot to bits after Lords, can't compete here, this is the England sort of killing fields, Trent Bridge, where they always win. Of course, they actually lost against South Africa last year, but, you know, Anderson's always really good here. Are you surprised by the way it's turned round?
This is a very unique Indian cricket team with Virat Kohli leading it. We saw India fight back in South Africa in the last test match and go on to win it. It was inconsequential because South Africa had won the series, but the way India fought in that final test match, it seemed like their lives were dependent on that win. So this is a team that will still come back, fight back, because that is Virat Kohli's nature as captain. He knows only one way. So when he gets outplayed, he's got no chance. But if there is some hope, or, you know, I said that before the series as well, if it comes down to England and India running each other close, India will prevail because they've got Virat Kohli as a captain on the field. Now, when he's in the dressing room watching other batsmen play, he has no control over the team. And that was always going to be India's problem, which I maintain that if India doesn't bat well, they'll struggle in this series. The moment they batted reasonably well in this test match, and now they're in a strong position. And, you know, if England continue to have batting issues and India continue to bat decently, I can bet you this team will not give up, and they'll keep fighting till the end of the series. Even if England win the next test match, you watch them in the fifth test match, because Virat Kohli knows only one way to play, which is almost like there's a childish exuberance in the way he comes onto the field, wanting to compete no matter what. He's not a wise old man like Mahendra Singh Dhoni, who knew, you know, the fate of the match on day two and, you know, acted accordingly.
That's beautifully put. And in a way, it also seems like momentum in Test series is irrelevant. It's that the players are so good. Obviously, batsmen have become very good, very accomplished now. If they play and miss, they just sort of shut it out and play the next ball. And in a way, it's almost the same with a match. They play and miss at a match, i.e. they lose it. It doesn't matter because they sort of almost erase it from the memory, come back fresh, clean slate for the next game. And that's what's turned out.
They're not
up
very
here.
Sensitive, actually, like we used to be. If somebody was dropped and who fell that he deserved to be in the side and dropped, he would sort of brood over that for weeks. And I think T20 has taught these players to just take everything in their stride.
Yeah.
T20, you see, you know, the horses for courses thing happening. Carlos Brathwaite in an IPL game got a man of the match award the earlier game. Next match, he was dropped because the pitch wasn't suited for his kind of player. And he had to take it in his stride. So they take all these changes, you know, a lot better than we did.
The turnaround here, obviously, has also been affected by the fact that, firstly, India got their 300, Kohli overcoming the demon Anderson. I counted up now, Anderson's bowled 213 balls at Kohli in the series, hasn't got him out once. Obviously, the slips haven't helped him, and Kohli's got it, picked up the runs and really applied himself to see Anderson off, and there's clearly a plan there. But also, apart from the runs they've scored, the extra thrust that Bumrah has offered in this test match, I'm looking at not quite the West Indies attack of the 1980s, but actually some sort of elements of it, because you've got a sort of Courtney Walsh type bowler like Bumrah and the others who can be not exactly compared to Holding and Roberts, but they have got some of those ingredients. A tall bowler like Sharma, someone like Shami who gets it through at 90 miles an hour. It's a real potent attack.
And again, we have a very unique situation in Indian cricket where our bowling is our strength. Even before the series started, that was our reliable strength. We knew the bowling was not going to let India down. We saw that in the last overseas series as well. The bowlers bowl well. There is some talent coming through. Indian cricket is changing. A lot of young cricketers want to be seam bowlers, not just wanting to bat. So the queues, you know, when you have these open selection trials, the queues for batsmen used to be the longest and nobody really there, you know, queuing up to be a fast bowler. I attended a little selection trial in Mumbai recently and the queue to become a seam bowler was pretty long. So that's a little interesting change in the culture of Indian cricket.
Is that fitness, diet, desire?
And you know, maybe culture. Bowling heroes as well. You see more and more Indian seamers, you know, getting attention. And yes, I think fitness. You know, everybody is now fit and strong. And
facilities,
this is the best
coaching,
way to practice.
Good pitches, good net pitches.
And you also, know, I think Indian cricket, domestic cricket, also put a little bit of focus on the pitches. They've got some grass.
I was going to say, I mean, things like practicing. You know, you used to be in India and you'd run up and bowl on the nets, which were sort of pitched on the outfield, and the run-ups were terrible. And there was a dusty area where you're supposed to land your feet. You couldn't grip at all. So there's no point in trying to bowl quick. There was no grass on the pitch.
Absolutely.
Either, so it was a waste of time. The balls were knackered, you know, terrible balls that you wouldn't give to your dog. Whereas now, you've probably got good net pitches with good run-ups, a bit of grass on the pitch, decent balls, and stronger people.
Yes, and I think it's just about, I don't know what the reason is why youngsters want to take up seam bowling, because let's not forget, when we talk about grass on the pitches, I mean, where was grass on the pitches of Pakistan in the 80s and 90s? And there were still bowlers who wanted to bowl quick.
Well, they didn't use the pitch, they just bowled absolutely full.
Absolutely,
they
had to be quick in the air. Yeah, so they had no choice but to be quick in the air. But I guess the game is changing, it's become more about power and stuff. So I think seam bowling is looked at as something that you do, you know, it's a macho thing.
Macho,
so maybe that is the reason that is happening. But yes, bowling was always going to be a strength. think batting was a huge worry. You know, we are seeing some positive, bright signs now after this test match. So let's see how it goes.
I'm very impressed with Pandya, by the way. I mean, people said, you know, is he worth his place? Hardik Pandya, but he's made a 50 in the one innings with a bat and bowled out England in the first innings with a ball. So, you know, very impressive cricketer. Do you think the key tomorrow will be Ashwin, or do you think it'll be the seamers?
No, seam bowlers, I think. Ashwin, I don't see anything there in the pitch that, you know, makes Ashwin a big threat. There's no rough to play with. India's seamers are good now. You know, you'll see Shami, he'll look hot and cold on days, but there'll be one spell with the old ball where he'll pick up a couple of wickets, get India back in the game. Bumrah is a strike bowler. He's our most reliable bowler. Ishan Sharma has been a late bloomer, very late kind of bloomer.
Never seen him so consistent, actually.
Yeah, this is the best Ishan Sharma has ever bowled in the last 2 years. It's taken him a long time to get that line right, to get the release right, and most importantly the length right. So the seamers are going to be our bowlers to get us the win. Ashwin, if he does something magical, it's going to be a bonus.
Great. Well, listen, obviously India are going to win this test. I can't see how England are going to get out of it. Give us a little bit of a lift with one of your songs instead to make us feel better.
Right. I mean, this is a song that applied to India after they were 2-0 down. Let's assume that England are going to be 2-1 sort of up and lose this test match. So maybe a song that I love, the very nice rhythmic, soft song, which the lyrics are something like, you know, don't get beaten by life, you know, keep going. So maybe that could be the song for England that I could sing. They won't understand a word of it, but hopefully, you know, the song is melodious enough to, well, have some appeal at least. So here it goes. जीवन से न हारो जीने वाले बात मेरी तू मान रे मत वाले हर गम को तू अपना कर दिल का दर्द छुपा कर बढ़ता चल तू लहरा कर तू दुनिया के सुख दुख को बिसरा कर जीवन से न हारो जीने वाले बात मेरी तू मान रे मत वाले.
Well, thank you very much for that. You missed your vocation. You should be in Bollywood.
Yeah, I mean, this is my real passion.
Playing cricket.
Cricket is work now.
Well, listen, that's made me feel a lot better. I hope it's made you at home feel a lot better. England are going to lose, but at least you can go to bed and soothed to sleep by Sanjay Mandrekar. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Sam.
To you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Sports Social Podcast Network.